This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
16 till 10, busy morning again. Got to thank Tim Zimmer and Jordan Fiegel and Dave Cohen and Courtney and everybody that worked so hard. Danny Miller, everybody worked so hard to get us through some technical issues that we had, but I think we tried to do our best to get everybody to where they were going safely. Jeff Dorson joins us now, Executive Director of the Louisiana Humane Society. Talk about, man, the holidays, and sometimes people want to give somebody a pet as a gift, and unless there's a lot of pre-planning for that, that's not a good idea. And also, before you go out and you either rush or get your kids a pet, even though you're the parents and you approve of it, you got to do a lot of planning on this. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for that good introduction. You already covered a lot of issues and problems, so thanks for this opportunity.
Well, you expand on them because you're the man.
Well, only because there's a need to educate. You are so right. Please refrain from giving pets as presents unless the person has requested it, they're ready for it, they understand the cost of time and money, they have the space, if they're in an apartment, hopefully it's a pet-friendly place. Lots of factors that come into play. And when things go wrong, and I can tell you they do because I'm in the industry, your local shelter sees an increase of surrendered animals after almost every major holiday.
Do parents sometimes, Jeff, not understand the commitment they're making, or maybe the kid sees the puppy or the kitty and they want it, and they know how the parents, you know, everybody wants to make their kids happy, right? And I know that for people listening, sometimes they think that this might be an easy decision to make, but it's not. And that's why you see the other end of it at the Humane Society with animals that sometimes, oftentimes have to be euthanized because people get them, and then they decide what kind of commitment they're making. Talk about, for a parent that's thinking about getting a kitten or a puppy for their dog because they know the kid wants it, what kind of commitment they're really looking at, especially if they're not grown up with dogs or cats.
You are so right. It takes an enormous amount of money. Are you willing? Do you have $1,500 in your budget for this new puppy that will require food, vaccinations, a rabies certificate, and annuals, and a health check, and spay and neuter when it's ready? Do you have a backyard? We don't want it tied to a tree. We don't want to have it live in a pen. It has to be part of the family. And let's just talk about other types of pets that get real complicated very quickly. So you want to give your niece a iguana. Well, does she have an aquarium, a heat lamp? Does she understand the special diet, the needs? It needs all sorts of things. And are you willing to have it live with that your niece for 12 to 15 years? Let's talk about that, too. Every puppy is going to have a life expectancy of 12 to 15 years. So make sure if you give it to your teenager, you're going to get it back when she goes off to college.
Mm. And how much a year does it cost to maintain, not maintain, but take care of a cat or a dog?
Yeah, about $1,500 if you're really willing to do it by the book and do it successfully and well. Premium food, not Old Roy, annual checkups. And if the cat gets sick, you're looking at $300 or $400 easy. Vet prices have gone up 30 to 40% in the last 2 years. We know because we have to pay the same bills you do. And then be careful when you have a good idea about the future. You know, the different types of pets that people give, thinking, oh, how wonderful and exciting. So don't give a cockatiel to your grandmother or a bird that can last 40 to 50 years. because you'll get it back if your grandmother doesn't live to be 120. So all these factors come into play for each animal that you intend to give as a gift. Like you said, please don't make it spontaneous. Please factor in the cost, the space, the time, and the interest. And unless the everybody in the family needs a buy-in. Mom wants to give a dog to the child, forgot to ask dad, dad's allergic. And I only know this because this is the types of phone calls we get.
Also, I would like people, you know, and I try to keep things real, as you well know, Jeff, just a reality check on, okay, it's Christmas morning, there's the puppy, there's the kitty that Santa brought, whatever. What are those first, what are those next 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 weeks going to look like? Specifically with the with an 8-week-old puppy or however old it is that when it's safe to adopt one.
Be ready. Oh, yeah, the first 10 or 15 minutes, pure joy, jumping around, playful. Day two, somebody had an accident. They're not house trained. Day three, the barking kept you up all night. Day four, somebody escaped from the front yard. Look, you've got to be ready. And, you know, puppies are high energy, high maintenance. It's not this cute little stuffed thing. It turns into a larger dog every few weeks or months, and it creates even more issues. How's your neighbor? Do your neighbors are okay with a dog barking or jumping the fence? Or, you know, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but you got to factor in all these things because this is a lifetime commitment. As you began this segment, this is not a couple months investment. This is a 10 to 15 year investment just for a dog or cat. Iguana, same age, rabbit. Let's talk about rabbits real quick. Oh, let's give Susie a rabbit as a surprise. Well, does Susie have a big enclosure? Does she know they need pellets and leafy greens, and they need companionship? So you better get two rabbits for Susie.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to...
complicated.
Yeah, talk about fostering pets, if you will, Jeff, and what's available there.
Well, that's always a good idea. You can do a test run, go to your local shelter, pick the one that you're comfortable with, and let's talk about the breed, sex, and age. Do you want a puppy, middle age, or senior? Based on what you want, if it's a present for yourself, how about the types of dogs? Beagles probably aren't good city presents. Same with Belgian Malinois. They love to scale walls. So be careful on the breed itself because they come with certain conditions. But you can do it successfully. Do a 2-week test run as an assignment for yourself or for your kids. You're going to bring a dog in from a local shelter that's already vaccinated and spayed and well-behaved to see how it fits in with the family schedule, the backyard, your lease agreement. And if it's successful, great. You've made a good investment of your time and energy, and you can devote the next 12 years to taking care of this dog.
I don't want to make anybody sad today or be Debbie Downer like you said or anything, but the other side of it, how many pets do you see every year that are given up or unfortunately have to be put to sleep?
We are in a crunch and have been for 2 years where people are surrendering their animals right and left. Inflation, the pandemic, everybody took home an animal and now they're going back to work and they don't have time. Guess who gets them? Your local shelter. And since vet prices have gone up, people are not spaying or neutering. So now they have 8 puppies they're trying to find and place home. We're in a crisis. So the last thing we want is poor placement of an animal because it'll just get circulated around and may have a bad ending. Times are tough and they're changed dramatically in the last 2 years.
Thank you, Jeff. Any final thoughts for us?
Well, this is a good segment that I appreciate you educating your viewers. It's not spontaneous. It's a 10 to 15 year commitment, and it's a $1,500 a year investment of your money.
And a lot of people don't realize that. That's the only reason I wanted to have you on, because they smell a puppy breath and they see a little puppy fur and it's cute and everything else, but it's a long-term commitment. You got to be willing to put up with that, and the house trainings will be going on, and when the first of the year is there and everything else, you might have some bills you didn't expect. Think it through is all we're saying.
You bet. Well, if it can somebody be done successfully. I have 5.
So you know.
Be careful. Yeah.
If you have what you asked for. If somebody wants to help the Humane Society, how do they do it, Jeff?
Please go to our website, make a holiday donation, humanela.org, the name of our group, Humane Society of Louisiana. holiday gifts of toys, treats, food, or monetary, always welcomed.
Thank you. Appreciate your time and your efforts. Jeff, we'll take a break. Come back, find out what Newell Norman's got planned for us today. I can tell you this, he's going to be live on location and collecting food, the holiday food drive, the Metropolitan Health Food Group in Metairie. Details when we return on WWL.